Box A, Random Numbers. Often in games and simulations, we want to model the randomness of nature. To do this in our programs, we use a random number generator. The standard C++ library provides a function called rand, which returns a random integer in some range. To use this function, you must include the C standard lib header file. The rand function returns a random number in the range of 0 to randmax, where randmax is some predefined constant. In order to shorten the range, you can take the modulus of a random number, which in turn is also a random number. The textbook describes how to get a more general range, A to B. Box B, seeding the random number generator. Pseudo-random numbers are not really random, but are generated using a complex mathematical algorithm. The algorithm has a starting point, which it uses to start generating pseudo-random numbers. Thus, if the starting point is always the same, then the sequence of generated pseudo-random numbers will always be the same. The obvious solution to this problem is to set the algorithm's starting point, at the beginning of the application, to a value that is different than the previous starting points used. An easy way to achieve this is to use the current system time as a starting point, since the system time will be different every time the program runs. Thus, because a different starting point is used every time the application runs, the random numbers generated will be different each time the application runs. Box C, getting the system time. To get the system time, we use the time function. In order to use this function, we need to include the standard header file, ctime. MSDN states, the time function returns the number of seconds elapsed since midnight, January 1, 1970, Coordinated Universal Time, according to the system clock. Box D, seeding. Now that we know how to get the current system time, we can seed the random number generator based on the current time using the srand function. Note that you only need to seed the pseudo-random number generator once per application. Also, be sure to seed it before you make any calls to the rand function.